Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate has mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffer in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By all means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when a tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in this orchard. When he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but I found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him, he replied, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Gospel of the Lord. In the parable, Jesus is telling about the fig tree. And the gardener petitioned for this fig tree, "I try one more year so that it may bear fruit." Perhaps God has given us many, many chances, but don't take advantage of the goodness of God. His will is that we do the will of God, every person, woman. Maybe many times you thought there will be more opportunity to do better in the future. But it's not the teaching of Jesus. Live well, every present moment. Take it today as the last day of our life. Yet Jesus also mentioned about don't wait for tomorrow. Today God will call us tonight. We take always the advantage of tomorrow, but there is always the day without tomorrow. Jesus invites us to live well every present moment. We have to try to live every moment as if the last day of our life. God is with us. He loves us, but also expects us to change ourselves, to do better. Tell Jesus, give us a grace. Let us start today.